From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continuing to battle Saturday in the besieged city of Aleppo, where 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped in the divided city. Lisa Schlein reports.
Rebel-controlled eastern Aleppo has been under relentless bombardment by Syrian government and Russian forces over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan, WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies, says the onslaught has taken a heavy toll.
The situation really is unfathomable. According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children.
Brennan says medical supplies are extremely low, while health facilities are crumbling and unable to treat the wounded. He says fewer than 30 doctors are left in the war-torn city to treat a population of more than 270,000 people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people, wounding several others. A security official told VOA Somali Division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application, the statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at a nearby prison. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. A month later, the deal would go into effect.